Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
Well, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Hey, now. Robert the Pervert.
What's up? Long time no hear, huh? Been a minute. Been a couple of months, actually. Yeah. What have I been doing? Just nothing. I was unemployed. I had no money. I was depressed. You know, the usual. I was drinking and driving. Driving and drinking. No, I wasn't doing all that, but glad to be back. The reason why I came back is because I should have been back a long time ago, but yeah, it's good to be back. It's I just wanted to get, you know, the show going again. I was feeling funny, and not funny as in funny, I'm sick, but funny as in ha-ha.
What am I, clown to you? What am I, funny? Funny how? You tell me. You said funny. How? How the fuck funny am I?
That was my poorest impersonation of what's his name. You know what it is. Anyway, what's going on in the news? What's happening? What is up? You know, it's got to be me if I don't do some sort of politics, some sort of news, some sort of sports. So we're just going to kind of get right into it. We'll start with my dinner, which is currently sitting idle while I do this because I've had a busy day and I had to reschedule the show. So now my dinner is sitting in the oven waiting. So it's going to be waiting for another 45 minutes. Hopefully won't get too cold because then I'll be, you know. Well, I just finished cooking, so it should be all right. As long as it sits in the oven and it's, you know, the oven's not on, it just won't get room temperature. It'll still be a little warm. Yeah, so what's in full swing? The NBA Finals. LeBron James is going against my beloved Golden State Warriors, soon to be San Francisco Warriors. If you've been watching, then you know what's been going on. If you haven't been, then I don't know what's been going on in your life. But LeBron James, everybody pretty much knows who LeBron James is. He's, you know, he's apparently the greatest basketball player currently. They say ever, but currently he's probably the best basketball player, because that's the thing that confuses me and that I don't believe in. There is no best ever. You either have been playing really well during your time, or that's that. Like Michael Jordan was the best ever during his time. So LeBron James is the best now. Although Curry is the MVP. Anyway, LeBron James is a big baby. He's always crying and he's always, you know, throwing fits. Oh, I'm a father. I got kids. Well, you act like one of your kids, bitch. And yeah, there was a video from last year's finals where this woman at Oracle was like, "Hey, LeBron, how does it feel to be a punk ass bitch?" And he looked over like, "What? Oh my God, you did not just say that to me." And one dude's like, "Watch your mouth. Man, shut up. Don't tell her to watch her mouth. Who are you? Are you my dad? Are you my mom? Well, I paid for these tickets, so I don't have to watch my mouth. If I want to call him a punk-ass bitch, so be it. He's a punk-ass bitch." He could have kept walking, but he stopped like, "Oh, I'm hurt." And then the guy, "Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth." No, shut up. Do your job. Secure, Mr. Security. Don't tell him, don't be Mr. Therapist. Be Mr. Security. You stand there and you make sure that we don't go over there and try to throw stuff at him. Your job isn't to open your mouth and tell me to calm down. Your job isn't to open your mouth and say, watch what you're saying. He has feelings. Fuck your feelings. Really. Because that's all what it's about these days. Everybody's offended over something. Everybody's offended. You know, it starts from the top, the coach of the team. And in our society, suddenly everybody's offended. Why? Because Obama is offended.
Oh, I'm offended. I'm offended at everything, and I'm just offended. So therefore, everybody else should be offended.
And it's always the white people. They're always the first ones to go, you know, you should be offended at that. And people are like, yeah, I'm offended. And so they're the first ones. They catch offense to everything. And then they have to spew their liberal garbage and say, oh, you should be offended, right? And everybody's like, yeah, I am offended. Thank you very much for opening my eyes. Shut the fuck up. And I'm trying not to swear, you know. Who wants to hear the F-bomb every now and then? I mean, I do. And when I listen to comedians, I think it's hilarious. But I don't want to just, you know, I have family on here. My mom's probably listening.
Billy, did you say the F-word?
No, Mom, I said, fuck, I didn't say F-word.
Oh, okay, that's better.
No. so, yeah, the NBA Finals, LeBald James, he's got a hairline again. And there's a meme going around or a picture going around, and he's looking down. And his hair is actually the crying Michael Jordan face. It's hilarious. It's like, it's really just, it's brilliant. It's the crying Michael Jordan face when he was at the ESPN Awards, you know, and he's crying. Well, that's LeBron James's hair. Yeah. what else? Oh, two words, the gorilla. Have we had enough of this gorilla? I'm going to start talking about it because it's starting to die out. Now, I didn't want to be like everybody else and talk about it when it was the big thing. Everybody on social media is some sort of, yeah, I can't even think of the word. See, that's how everybody knows about the gorilla. Everybody's,
damn, I'm having a huge brain fart.
But, you know, it seems as everybody has their opinion on it because they seem to know what should have been done. Suddenly, when people have social media, when they open up a Facebook account, suddenly they have degrees in law. They have degrees in animal care. They have degrees in, prosecution. And they just know everything. Everybody seems to know everything because they have a social media account. No, asshole. You don't know everything just because you're making a comment on it. Well, they should prosecute the... So, okay, don't shoot the gorilla. Okay, let's not shoot the gorilla. Let's wait until he maims that little boy. Well, he wouldn't have done it. He was protecting him. Okay, expert. That's the word I was looking for. You know exactly what that gorilla was doing, right? Because you're the expert on gorillas, right? So the gorilla said, hey, I'm protecting this kid, so you assholes don't drop more kids down here. And you don't come down here trying to get this kid because he's mine now. So fuck off. That's what he's really saying, right? Your experts? He was protecting them. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe he's like, all right, you know, it's all good. I mean, you fell down. But I'm going to just hand you over to the next person that walks in here that's got the balls enough to walk in here. I'm just going to hand you over, you know, just like that. Why don't you come with me? I'm going to drag you across the water for a little bit. You look like you need a bath. So let's go this way. There's people screaming up there, taking pictures. But, you know, why not? I mean, let me drag you over here. Let me sit on you. I'm going to sit on you because I weigh 400 pounds. You probably weigh about, what, 25, 30 pounds? Yeah, you could take it with soft little bones. Yeah, and then I'm just going to wait, and I'm going to say, hey, You drop something. No pun intended. Here you go. Here's a 4-year-old kid back because I was protecting him. You know, I was protecting him. What the fuck? What do you want? What do you want from me, huh? I'm just down here eating bananas. That's what Facebook white people like to believe. Oh my God, he was protecting him. Why did you have to shoot him? Listen, asshole. First off, you've got a pretty agitated gorilla. Some boy drops into his home and he's like, whoa, look, I got a little toy. So he's dragging him around. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, he literally was like, let me play and dragged him around. He's probably dragging him around because he thinks he's his. That little boy is that this is mine now. I'm going to either raise him or I'm going to eat him. One of the two. So he's dragging him around and people are like, oh, you hear mommy, mommy. Now, they were like, you shouldn't use the tranquilizer on the gorilla. That's more humane. Listen, asshole. You shoot a tranquilizer into a gorilla and watch what happens. Go on YouTube and kind of watch what happens. An animal runs and gets pissed off. You just shot an animal with a fucking dart. That hurts. Shoot yourself with a dart. What are you going to feel? The pain. You're going to be kind of pissed off, aren't you? So what are you going to do? Oh, what the fuck? So I could just see that now. He's sitting on a little 4-year-old, and you shoot him with the tranquilizer in his ass, and he's going to go, ah, what the fuck? And he's going to run around. He's going to be like swatting at it and trying to knock it off of him if he can't reach it. And he's like, ah, you stupid fuck. He's going to get excited. If there's so much like us, what would you do if you got shot with a tranquilizer? Are you going to sit there and go, oh, I know why this is here. I'm supposed to go to sleep now. All right, nighty-night. I'm going to be pissed. I get pissed when I get a shot in the ass. It's like, doc, really? The ass? At one time, I had like, they shot me twice with this little needle, and then they had to shoot me again with a bigger needle. And I was like, really? Are you serious? What do I have, a gorilla ass? You really need to shoot me 3 fucking times? I got like pock marks all over my ass. What are you doing back there? I literally thought they were like taking selfies next to my ass. Like, look what we got. No. So I got stuck and I was pissed. So imagine a tranq gorilla. Do you think he's just going to, well, I'm going to run then and I'm going to leave this boy here. No. He's going to grab the boy, probably drag him around. Yeah, you know, he's got so much strength in his finger to do so much damage to your liberal ass face that what do you think he's going to do to this little boy? He's like tranked. He's pissed. He's like everybody's yelling at him. So he's like, well, I'm going to just take him with me. Yeah, I'm going to take him with me because I don't want to see him get hit with his dart. Let's go up this tree. So he's grabbing this kid, and a baby gorilla kind of has an instinct on what to do. They, you know, grab on and, you know, whatever. A baby human is not, it's like, oh, what's going on? And it's going to be flopping and bopping, smacking its head everywhere, bleeding and scratched up. And then it's like, oh my God, why did you shoot him with the tranquilizer? Look what he did to the boy. Asshole. Because he was trying to save the boy.
I'm going to close my window because I think my neighbors can hear me. It's like, what? Sorry, everybody. Sorry. Like, we're calling the cops on our crazy neighbor.
Crazy cueto neighbor. So, there, now you've got people mad because the gorilla just got shot with a tranquilizer. Okay, maybe you've got 3 guys, maybe 4 guys with 4 rifles with tranquilizers. All right, ready? Everybody shoot them at the same time and go. Brrr. Okay, still. That tranquilizer is not going to immediately take effect. He's going to be pissed. Now he has 4 needles in him. 4, not 1. He's already pissed off at 1, and I'm painting a great picture for you. He's already pissed off at 1 tranquilizer. Now you just shot him with 4. Now what do you think he's going to do? Motherfucker! This stupid little kid! Rip, shred, tear. I'm going to run around with 4 tranquilizer darts in me, and I'm pissed. And now I got to bring along this fucking kid with me? So I'm going to just flap up in this tree. All right, now I'm going to sit here in the tree because I'm feeling a little good. So I flop, and he falls out of the tree with the boy, and the boy falls. Now, the gorilla is probably going to fall a little bit faster because he's a little heavy, but that's not guaranteed. The boy may hit a branch on the way down. The gorilla may hit a branch on the way down. Squash. The kid cracks his head. The gorilla's out. Now you're like, why did you shoot the gorilla with so many tranquilizers? Couldn't you just kill it? You see where I'm getting at? You do-good liberal assholes. Do you see the picture that I've just painted for you? Do you see? Do you see? Do you see Mrs. Leeds? Do you see? Oh, yes, I see. That was from Red Dragon. The part where, I forgot what they call him, Mr. Dollarhide. He's at his house, and he's got the reporter there with him. The reporter is glued to the chair, and he's showing him slides of the dead bodies like, Mrs. Leeds, after, do you see? Oh, yes, I see. What's juicy? He should have said, oh, she's juicy. Yeah, all right. Bill Clinton thinks she's juicy. Hey. So, do you see what I've just done there? I've taken a, well, kind of a bit of time. Now, imagine the zookeepers have a millisecond to think about what to do. All that, I took about almost 10 minutes trying to explain that whole gorilla scenario when these gorilla handlers need to save that boy. Well, he shouldn't have fallen down in the first place. It happened, asshole. It happened. Yes, the mother was off doing something else. Yes, the kid was rambunctious and decided he wanted a closer look, but he probably didn't mean to climb in there. He's not that fucking dense. He just wanted a closer look, and he slipped and fell. Well, let's blame the parents. Okay, so we can't – hindsight is 20/20. We can't go back and say, well, let's rewind and let's make sure. It fucking happened, so we need to make a decision. There's nothing we can do to reverse it. So what do? We got to kill the gorilla. We have to. We got to kill the gorilla. And that makes a lot more sense than that scenario I just painted for you. You fucking gorilla experts, you Facebook experts, you social media experts. You have Facebook for 2 years and you've got degrees up the wazoo. I bet your room is filled with a law degree, a police, the police. Oh, don't get me started on that shit. You know what to do in a police situation. Now you have a zoo degree. You know all about the silverback gorilla. You know about 4-year-old kids. You know about parents that I'm spitting over here. You know about parents that aren't taking care of their kids because you're an expert, because you have an opinion. You have an opinion. I have Facebook, so I have an opinion. I have the Facebook, so that means I'm right. Sit down. Shut the fuck up. I'm not even saying I'm right. But I'm logical. I know what I'm thinking. I know what to think about. When you get older, you start thinking about these things. Your brain, you know, you've got to get your brain going, thinking about things, real things, not just like, am I going to get laid tonight? How about tomorrow? Am I going to get laid tomorrow? Let's go get high. Let's go get some food and let's get laid. Oh, I'm looking for some bitches. No. In my 20s, yes. Now, no. I mean, you know, not high and not bitches and, you know, food, yeah. But anyway, I digress. So do you see what I've just done there? Let's put it to rest. It's unfortunate. The gorilla was killed. Why? Well, let's backtrack. The gorilla was killed. A decision had to be made fast. We killed the gorilla because it could have possibly... he could have possibly killed that boy. Then what? So after he kills the boy, we just don't kill the gorilla. We just leave it like, yeah, okay. Well, we'll just leave the bones there. He'll clean them up. You know, the clothes and the bones and, you know, it's nothing. Some people, some sick fucking asshole people were like, we should have killed the boy. go drown yourself. Go to your toilet and drown yourself. Really, just drown yourself. If you'd rather kill a four-year-old innocent boy over an old-ass gorilla, go drown yourself. And I'm sure you'd be successful at it because you've got no sense. None. Let's go kill a four-year-old boy. I'll help you. I'll pee in the toilet first and then help you drown yourself, bastard. Because you don't think. You're not logical. People, if you've got a Facebook, go on there and you're going to see some really amazing things about what some people. Oh, my God, the internet is so evil. Everybody, if you've got money, that's all you need. And how do you get money? You could get a job painting a building. It doesn't take much. Paint. I'm just going to paint. And then you get your cell phone, you get your smartphone, you get your internet, and you can make all kinds of asinine opinions forever. And you expose your intellect, which is subhuman. I'm going off, boy. I'm hitting 1,000 right now. I'm just saying, think before you type, because that's forever. I know, and what I do here is kind of forever too, because, you know, it's like I'm Blog Talk Radio, and you can always go back and go, hey, Billy Borelli was right. You could say I was right. I'm not trying to be right. I'm trying to be logical. I'm trying to think. What do you do? And they made the right decision. We got to kill the gorilla. We got to save the boy. Now, let's go back to killing the gorilla. Oh, Lord. Everybody thought, and not everybody, but nobody really knew the race of the boy. Everybody just assumed it was a little white kid. Everybody assumed it was a little white kid. I didn't assume shit. I saw it and I was like, fuck, they killed the gorilla. Wow. Well, at least they saved the kid. At least they saved the little boy. And everybody was like, white privilege. White privilege this. White privilege that. If the boy had been black, because the boy was white, they killed the gorilla. Shut your ass. Just shut it, because that's what your mouth is. Your mouth is your ass. You need to shut it. Just shut your ass. Seriously. White privilege. White privilege. Fuck me in the face. White privilege, really? I've got it's a 5-year-old laptop. That's some white privilege for you. I've got a almost 2-year-old phone. White privilege. Well, no, yeah, almost 2-year-old phone. White privilege. I've got a job that it's dangerous and it doesn't pay all that great. White privilege. So you tell me. So they shot the gorilla because of white privilege. White privilege. They shot the gorilla. Let's see here. Let me add 2 + 2, white privilege, bullshit. Bullshit. You know, expert. I see it. Thank you. White privilege. Now, you know, and I didn't even know this until they got closer on it. And I was just thinking, why does this have to be a race thing? Why does it got to be a race thing? Why do people turn it into a race thing? They could take oil out of a car and go, well, this oil's black, we got to change it. Oh, why? Because it's black? Can't you leave it? Why do you got to put the amber oil? Isn't that white? Take that black oil back, put it back in the car. What? I'm brain hurts. My brain is literally going, the fuck? That's all it could say. White privilege killed that gorilla. Really? And then the boy was black. The boy was black. Now they're mad. People are mad. They're mad because the boy was black. So it's like, well, the boy should have been white, because then that would make more sense. It's like, yeah! Eat my hairy ass, because that makes no sense. You are mad that the gorilla was killed and you thought the boy was white. So it was white privilege. And now that the boy's black, you're like, well, we probably would have saved the gorilla if it was a white child. No. If that child had an arm, three legs, was red, and an eyeball at the top of his head, fangs for teeth, had no stomach but a big colon, they would still kill the gorilla. Trust me. That was a four-year-old boy. And I don't give a fuck what color he was. Four-year-old boy. That boy didn't know any better. He was four. Do you remember shit when you were four? I barely remember stuff when I was four. There's one thing I remember when I was little, and that haunts me to this day. I'm not going to reveal it now, but those that know me and those my mom knows and my siblings know, that haunts me to this day still. I don't let it affect me, but I can remember that. I was just an innocent boy. Just innocent, you know? I didn't ask for that. But this boy was 4 years old. Four. Let me repeat that. Four. He was 4 years old. I'm 4 years old. As well, no, he's probably raping women back then. I don't know. Anyway, he was four. He just wanted a closer look. That's all. He was having a good time at the zoo. Hey, I'm with my family. I'm just having a good old time. I want to get a closer look. Something I probably would have done. And my mom would have been like, no, don't shoot that gorilla because if you rescue him, I'm beating his ass. And I'm going to be like, no, I'm good down here. I'm cool. I'm good. No. Billy. No, first she would call me by every other child. Billy. Like, you finally got it right. Imagine a mother who's got like eight kids running down. James, Jeffrey, get your. Imagine you're a single, you're an only child, your mom still fucks your name up. That would be messed up. You are, what's your name? Get over here. But see, the whole, that took a lot of time, and I'm glad I was able to really get the gorilla off my chest, literally, because, you know, I've got a hairy chest, and I don't have the promo, and my brother was trying to, I don't have it here. It's, no, I don't have it, oh well, you know what, I'm going to do it without it. I don't have the, hell is for sinners, or hell is for liberals or Democrats, whatever. I don't have that. Sorry, TPG, voiceover, gangster, rapper, TPG. Yeah, I'm the gangster rapper in Houston. You want to talk about fuck that shit, you know, bitch. Anyway, all right. Enough about the gorilla. Wow. The Stanford swimmer. Have you heard about this guy? All right, let me look his name up real quick, and I'm going to have everybody laugh. And I should fart right now, because that's, the fart jokes are, like, really funny. They're, like, so funny. Where is he? The Stanford swimmer. Here we go. Brock Turner. That sounds white. Whiter than white. Brock Turner is allegedly a rapist. He was caught raping a girl. Now, he, from what I understand, I'm looking through the timeline of trying to see what had happened. From the bits and pieces, I really need to, if I'm going to do these shows, I really need to do my homework, because, you know, I'm getting like bits and pieces of things, and then I go, yeah, I'll do a show, and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, Brock Turner was raping a woman, young lady, who was passed out. And it was, he was raping her apparently behind a dumpster, and these two gentlemen walked up and stopped him. Now, he got up and ran away. One guy stayed back with the woman. The other guy chased Brock Turner down, got him, caught him. And then police came, and of course, now he's all in the news. Why is he in the news? Well, I mean, you know, rape is a bad thing, right? Obviously. I mean, I'm not even trying to be facetious or funny about it. Rape is a bad thing. Why is it in the news? 6 months. 6 months in jail. And he's white, of course. So, all right. So the big thing is, Brock Turner, white boy, he's only getting 6 months. Why is he only getting 6 months? Ah, I know. And here it is. Drum roll, please. Should have been a better one than that. I'm a drummer. White privilege. White privilege. White privilege. White privilege. Again, the WP has reared its ugly nose. White privilege is the reason why most people, again, here we go. Here we go. The social media experts, the social media, they have their degrees. They have their, now it's their law degree. They're pulling out, well, let me put away my zoo degree. Let me put away my silverback gorilla degree. And let me put away my child degree. And let me pull out my criminal degree. And let me give you my fucking opinion. Because I've got social media. And I'm going to blab all over my Facebook page to all my friends and let them know how upset I am and what I think should happen. What I think the court should do with him. First of all, Becky, fucking shut up. And I'm starting to curse. But hey, it's funny. Huh? What are you talking about? Huh? Should get the maximum sentence, especially if she's out. She's passed out. Not like she was like screaming, no, get off me, you know, and forcing his way. And, you know, that's rape with assault and all this other stuff. She was just out. Now, two thumbs up. Now, I was talking to my mother because my mother has all these degrees and all these things. And, you know, everybody's mother is an expert, right? Like, well, once you get a certain age, you just know everything. Just fucking know it. Now, anyway, I'm talking to her and she interrupted me and she says, well, how did she get there? And I'm like, good point. How the fuck did she get there? So me and my roommate are talking, you know, my drunk roommate, Drunk Tom, and me and Drunk Tom are talking. And how did she get there? Because a girl just doesn't willingly let me. Oh, there's a good spot to have sex right by the smelly dumpster. Sure. Come on over. I'll give you a BJ while you're at it. Come on. Smelly dumpster, garbage, dumpster juice leaking out, probably a hobo sleeping in there. Somebody took a shit over there. Yeah, perfect place. I don't know how clean this dumpster was or how clean the floor was, but she got there somehow. Either he fucking carried her there or she walked there. So I'm a little bit confused on how she got there. There's more to the story. There's more that we don't know. We got to investigate these things. We can't just make these knee-jerk reaction, so we need to investigate. Yes, he was raping her. Yes, yes, yes. I know. No, I'm not responding to anybody texting me or anything. What I'm saying is, I know what the fuck just happened, and I'm not making an excuse for him. I'm separating the story and the facts as far as I know. How did she get there? I got my thumb in the air too, so you know what I'm doing. The next thing I'm going to point my finger, my index finger. How did she get there is my thumb. What exactly was he doing? So my drunk Tom was saying that he was digitally penetrating her, I believe, like he was putting his fingers in her. I don't know. I need to do more homework on this because I don't know exactly. I mean, what exactly was he doing? The only people that really know are, you know, the prosecutors and the judge and whatnot. They know what happened. So was he just like in her panties with his hand? And he was like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, was he just that his thing? Was he just like, you know, he didn't have his member out? His member. Members only. He didn't have his member out and he wasn't penetrating her that way. He was digitally penetrating her. So he's digitally penetrating her, possibly. I'm hearing this secondhand. So was he raping her? Or was he just, close your ears, Mom. She's not going to close her ears either. Are you closing your ears, Mom?
I got closing my ears.
She's not closing her ears. Close your ears, everybody. No, not everybody. was, I don't want to say it. Okay, he was digitally penetrating. Was he? Did he have his fingers in her? Or was he just kissing her? Or what? And why did he run? Why did he run? So I was like, okay, well, he was doing something. And Drunk Tom says, well, quite possibly, but he didn't want to get caught doing whatever he was doing because he's on a swim team. So he didn't want this getting out. So let me just get the fuck out of here. Just like, let's kill the gorilla. Hey, you know what? When all else fails, run. Get the fuck out of there. All I was doing was taking her clothes off, run. All I was doing was giving her mouth to mouth, run. All I was doing was putting my fingers in her, run. So we don't know exactly what exactly he was doing. He was running because he just didn't want to be there. He was getting caught doing something. Raping? I don't know. I don't know. If he was raping her, if he was raping her, he should be getting the maximum sentence. Why is he not? Either one, it's not white privilege. It's not white privilege. It's called money. That judge and his dad are probably golf buddies. They're probably money buddies. They probably throw money in the air and you're like, well, all right, let's make it rain, bitch. They probably do that. And they probably have chicks on the side. Hey, get my son off. You know him. He's not really a rapist. Get my son. He's like, okay, you know, I'll help you out. I'll give him 6 months. Oh, that should go over with the media pretty well. 6 months is good. Yeah, good. Okay, let's settle with that. I don't know what decision they led to that, but it is what it is. So now Brock is suddenly the quintessential white privilege model. Blue eyes, blonde hair, swimmer, athlete. I raped a girl and I'm getting away with it. And everybody's just like, white privilege, the justice system. White privilege, white privilege, white privilege. You know, there are plenty of, and I've seen it on TV. I mean, you know, they show these prison shows. I've seen white guys in jail. And they're there for probably less heinous crimes, but they're probably doing more time. And they're white. Where's their white privilege? Where is their white privilege? Why are they not all out on the street right now? Privilege is such a thing in our federal justice system, in our criminal justice system. Why are not the jails and prisons strictly everything but white, if white privilege is a thing? See, people want to focus on this one, and I'm making like the little, you know, I'm doing the like, field goal thing where I'm putting my two thumbs together and sticking my index fingers up and like, yeah, you should be in pictures. I'm doing that. I'm trying to, you know, paint the picture for you. So why are they all in prison? Why doesn't white privilege you? Oh, you're white? Oh, go put them back on the bus. Get them out of here. We don't want them at the prison. Yep. Just get them back on the bus. You're black? Yep. Come on in. But I'm only here for stealing cars. Yeah, you're here for life. Come on, let's go. If white privilege is such a thing, why are they making such a big case out of this one guy? And it's all over. You know why? Social media, the internet. It's fucking evil. And I'm talking to you on the internet right now, so it's not that bad, is it? Anyway, if white privilege is such a thing, I should be talking to you in a studio. I should be rolling around in a Mercedes G-Class, wearing nice clothes and having people feeding me food while I'm sitting here drinking drinks and just like, white privilege, bitches. And just, I'm just going to be on the air for 45 minutes and not say a fucking thing. You're just going to hear me eat and burp and then walk out. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Well, I'm kidding. But white privilege is not what you think it is. It's a white person created white privilege, a white hippie or a white liberal. I'm sure white privilege is, it doesn't exist. I'm sorry, it doesn't exist. If it existed, all white people, all would benefit from it. Let me see. My white privilege, for a little while, we kind of grew up on, my mom said 6 months. It felt like 6 years. But she was like, oh, yeah, we have food stamps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we had powdered milk, too. I remember powdered milk. Yeah, like, wow, this is cool. No, it's not, you know, we had powdered milk. And we had that government cheese, and it was like in a white box, I think, or white or yellow, but it was like a big block of fucking cheese. And it was like, yeah, this is good. So, yeah, that was our white privilege. Yeah. our white privilege. Yeah. So Brock now has been banned for life from swimming, as he should. Perfect. Because, yeah, it's just bad. You can't do that. You can't do that. Asshole. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? You pissed away a chance at the Olympics. You pissed away a chance to be another Michael Phelps, smoking weed, eating sandwiches, and getting a slap on the wrist. And that's his white privilege. He smoked all this weed. He's back. I think he's back in the Olympics. I think he's going to be back. Anyway, this guy, Brock Turner, he got 6 months. He should be getting a long time, depending on the severity of the crime. So, did he rape her? Hey, the criminal, I'm saying, I can't stress it enough, and I'm slapping my leg. I can't stress it enough. The criminal justice system does work. Maybe not all the time, but it works most of the time. Hence, all the assholes in prison now. And if there's any of them now jerking off to my voice, I appreciate it very much so. But I don't roll that way. Who the fuck? I'm so tired of hearing people go, oh, you're going to go to prison and your cellmate, Bubba. So prisons are just filled with big guys named Bubba, right? That are just waiting to fuck other guys in the butt. Really? Really? Oh, you're going to get a cellmate next to Bubba. Right. This guy's, there's a guy's in there going, my name's not fucking Bubba, and I don't want a part of your ass. I'm just here to do my time, to build stuff, and then to bounce. I don't want your hairy butt. I have a wife and two kids on the outside, and my name's not Bubba. It's George or Jeffrey or Brock. So stop with the Bubba references. Stop doing Bow Chicka Wow Wow. It drives me at the fucking wall when people talk about porn or they talk about nasty stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, Bow Chicka Bow Wow. I'm here to say stop with the stupidry. Stop with the fuckery. Stop doing stupid things like that. I can't stand it. If you want to give your opinions on all your internet degrees, then I'm going to give you my opinion on what you need to stop doing. Stop doing Bow Chicka Wow Wow and stop doing Bubba is in prison. They don't exist. Neither does white guilt. Oh, wait. Yeah, that exists. I meant to say white privilege. Bow Chicka Wow Wow, white privilege, Bubba. That's what we've come to in my show tonight. I had so many things to talk about. I've got less than a minute to go. I got to go because I got to eat. I'm hungry. So let me just play my outro. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.